Please open your Bibles to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, and in your Schofield Bible, page 1056, we'll read just one verse. We'll be reading the 34th verse, verse 34. And we'll read that verse all together, and then we'll turn to yet one other verse. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Let's begin together, please, verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Now to Luke chapter 9, the book of Luke in the 9th chapter, in your Schofield Bible, page 1086. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. 23rd verse. Let's begin. And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. Let's pray.
I want to read for you again, without your turning to it, just the two verses read a while ago, and I want to comment and speak to you on the subject, deny yourself. What does it mean to deny yourself? I read first Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. And follow me. And then in Mark 8 and 34, it says much the same thing with just a little variation. When he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Now I want you to notice this. The two words are not the same in the Greek. The word in Luke 9:23 is a much softer word than the word in Mark 8:34. It comes from the same word, but there is a prefix to the word in Mark 8:34, which makes it much stronger. I'll explain the difference, the meaning, after a while. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Our Heavenly Father, I come now to bring the message this morning. I pray your help, strength, and blessing as I do. Feed our hungry souls. Encourage our fallen spirits. Lift our fallen lives. Bring back those who are away from Thee. And bring those to Thee who have never trusted Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. I remind you that it is now 11:39. I expect you'd like to remind me that it's 11:39. So a cartoon of the day, a fellow's coming out the door shaking hands of preaching, and he said, Thy sermon runneth over. And I promise you that my sermon will not run over this morning. I make this promise every Lord's Supper morning. I'll be finished preaching before 12:10. I do not think I'll go that long. And we will be dismissed before 12:30. And I promise you that. And I've never broken that promise yet on Lord's Supper Day. I want to single out the little word deny. It means to turn down a requisition. To turn down a request. Now that's in Luke 9:23. Means something stronger than that in Mark 8:34. But Luke 9:23, when he says, If a man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now the first step toward following Jesus is to deny yourself. You can be an adherent of Christ and not a follower of Christ. You can be saved and not a follower of Jesus. He said, If you want to follow me, that means you go where he would go. That means you do what he would do. The Bible says, deny yourself. Let me illustrate, and I do not think I could illustrate any better than this. I have a page here taken from one of the financial pages of our church financial book, record book. Mrs. Judy Anderson, who's worked with our finances for these many years, made a copy of a page for me. We have what we call a church budget. The budget allocates so much for each particular area where we make expenditures. For example, this particular page is from the custodial supplies. Now, every Monday, after the offering is made on Sunday, we allocate 1/52nd of the budget, total budget allowed that year. And it says July 2nd, 384.61 was credited to the custodial supplies. Every week, $384. Don't miss me now. I'm coming to you, the sermon in a minute. 384.61 is credited every week to the credits. Now that means that after that was deposited the first Sunday of the fiscal year, we had $384.61 in the budget. Now, when something is taken from this item, a purchase order must be made out. Nobody can buy anything without a purchase order. Every once in a while somebody does, but he wishes he hadn't. Woe be to anybody that orders something without a purchase order. That means that Mrs. Anderson gives, and that includes me, that means that Mrs. Anderson has to be contacted with this purchase order right here before a person can order anything. That doesn't mean before it's paid, on order. And on order, it is subtracted from this page here, which means the balance here is the balance that we would have after everything that's ordered is paid. Not just up to now, that's after everything that's ordered. Now, you listen to me? Has been paid. Now, what I'm saying this morning is the secret is this purchase order. You put the date, how many you want, the description of what you want to buy, and the price. Then you turn this in to Mrs. Anderson. And by the way, all of our books are kept this way in all of our schools, every place. You turn this little purchase order to Mrs. Anderson. She says, okay, suppose you want to order here something that costs $81.62. Now, she looks over here to see if there's $81.62 on this particular page of custodial supplies. If there's not $81.62, she does not approve the purchase because she is not, and woe be to her if she lets somebody purchase something unless we have the money. That's one reason why in 3 months we're going to pay off, God willing, our indebtedness here at First Baptist Church, and we'll be debt-free because we have kept a clean book of records and we have been honest and paid our debts, and we've never ordered anything that we can't pay for. You might try that in your own personal finances sometime. The church has no credit cards, and we don't buy anything and without permission from Judy Anderson, and she gets her permission from the church budget. Now, that's what the Lord means when he says here, he says, let him deny himself. So, self comes to me and with a purchase order and says, I'd like to go to a movie. And my will, which is what makes all the decisions, my will denies that purchase order. My will says to me, what is your requisition? And I say, self, I want to go to a movie. And God said, your will should say, denied. Purchase denied. It's not in the budget of the Christian life. It's not in the Christian budget to go to a movie. It's not in the Christian budget to bring a video movie to your house and play it on your television screen. It's not in the Christian budget if you to play a television movie on Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 7, Channel 9, or whatever the channels there are. That's not in the budget. And God said, when yourself comes to your will and says, I have a requisition to make, and the Bible said, deny yourself. Deny the requisition that yourself makes. And that means if yourself comes and says, somebody has hurt me, can I get him back? And so presents the requisition, and self comes to your will and says to your will, can I get him back? And your will looks here and says, no, that's not in the budget. I deny you the right to get him back. And so you don't get him back because your will has denied the requisition that's come from yourself. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the problem. Too many of you are letting yourself buy things not in the budget. You're letting yourself do things not in the budget. That's what that means. Deny himself. Self comes and says to the will, can I lose my temper? Can I tell her off? And that comes back, deny yourself. Can I hate him? And come back and deny yourself. Listen, what it's talking about is you're supposed to have character enough where your will says to yourself, you can't have what you want. Your requisition is denied. But you say, Brother Hiles, I'm just bent toward that sin. No, you're not bent toward that sin. You don't have enough character to have a will that tells yourself you can't have it. Now, the honest, simple truth is, the great secret of the Christian life is when the will denies the self. My self comes to me and says, can I spread a rumor? And so I fill that requisition out here and say, can I spread a rumor? I take that rumor, that requisition to my will, and my will says, denied. Gossip is not in the budget. Movies are not in the budget. Cigarettes are not in the budget. Drinking liquor is not in the budget. It is denied. And when Jesus said, deny yourself, he was saying your will should turn down every requisition that self brings to it. But can I quit college? I'll make a requisition out here. Can I quit college? And so I give that to my will, and my will says, request denied. It's not in the budget. Yes, I just came to get a husband. It's not in the budget to do that. It's in the budget to finish what you start. It's in the budget to get to not quit. It's in the budget to get your degree. So can I come to my will, and myself says, have a requisition here. Can I go home? And my will says, requisition denied. You see, Mrs. Anderson is the will of this church. We have given her the authority to see to it that this budget right here is not exceeded. And brother, I said a while ago, woe be to her if I found out she's given somebody permission to spend something that's not in this budget. We live by this budget. We die by this budget. And we do not allow ourselves to spend anything outside of the budget or over the draw on the budget. And the Lord says we're supposed to do the same thing to ourselves. Ourself comes and says, can I get bitter? And so the requisition comes in, and purchase order comes in. Can I get bitter? Sign self. And the will says, no, that's not in the budget. By the way, here's the budget right here. You're not supposed to spend anything outside the budget. So my will comes and says, all right, myself comes and says, can I move back home? I've got to go back home and live. Of course, I don't give a flip what the will of God is for my life. I want to go back home. I'm 65 years of age, and I'd like to go back and fish in the old fishing hole back home. And I'd like to. My Bible says deny yourself. You say, well, when can I go back home? Yes, if God likes for you to. But you have to lose your own will before God can get his will revealed to you. So you come and say to your God, I'd like to move back home. Here's my request. Comes the will. And the will says, denied. Deny thyself. Just like you deny your child too much candy. You deny your child to play with matches. You deny your child to play with a stove. You deny your child to put his finger in the little electric plug. You deny your child. And your will is supposed to deny yourself. And by the way, it's supposed to deny every single thing that yourself asks for.
deny himself. You want to be a follower of Jesus? No, you don't want to be a follower of Jesus. You want to just keep out of hell, that's all. You want an insurance policy from hell. But bless God, there are a few of us left in this old country that like to be more than just a follower of Jesus Christ. We'd like to please him. We'd like to honor him. We want to do what he wants us to do. And Jesus said, if you want to be a follower of me, he said, you're and not just an adherent and not just a believer. You want to follow me, do what I would do, say what I would say, be what I would be. He said, the first thing you do is you say no when yourself makes a requisition. Can I quit my bus route? Yourself says to your will. And if you won't be a follower of Jesus, you say to your will, no. No, you cannot quit your bus route. That is yourself wanting to quit your bus route. And the Bible said, let him deny himself. Let the will of man say to self, you can't have what you want. You have what God wants you to have. That's what he's talking about. 37 years ago, I got a letter from this church. About 37 years ago last month. Old story. Dear Reverend Hiles, 66 men have applied for the pastorate of First Baptist Church of Hammond. Our beloved pastor, Dr. Owen Miller, has resigned after 11 years of fruitful service. Your name has been given to our pulpit committee as a possible candidate for our pulpit. If you're interested, would you please fill out the enclosed questionnaire. That questionnaire was that thick. They want to know my favorite color. They want to know how tall I was, how much I weighed. They want to know, you wouldn't believe all the stuff they want to know. What books I had, everything they want to know. I filled out one little question, one little blank there. Said, comments. I said, I don't believe in applying for churches. Get on your knees, have an all-night prayer meeting, pray down God's man. Now, I did not want to come. I didn't want to come to Hammond. I didn't want to come up north. You know why? Because Yankees live up north. And I love Yankees now, but I hated Yankees in those days. And I had an adjective I put before the word Yankee quite often. I didn't, but other folks did. But I thought it. And the Lord kept talking to me. And I got thinking, I believe he wants me to go up north. And so myself came to my will and said to my will, can I stay in Texas? My mother lives three blocks from our church. My wife's mother and father live 22 miles from our church. My sister lives a mile or two from our church. And my wife, my sister and her husband, and my wife's brother and his wife live about a mile from the church. Dear God, can I stay in Texas? And I put this requisition, and my will said, denied. You see, what you do is your will grants the request of yourself. Whatever you want. Ladies and gentlemen, God did not put you here to do what you want. God put you here to do what he wants. God did not put you here for your pleasure. God put you here for his pleasure. And let's put it in the very plain. You have no right to live where you want to live. You have no right to work where you want to work. You have no right to do what you want to do. And when self comes along and gives a requisition and says, I want a purchase order. I'd like to stay in Texas. My will said, sorry, it's not in the budget. It's in the budget for me to go to Hammond, Indiana and pastor the First Baptist Church. And so we came to Hammond, Indiana. Now, if we had not denied ourselves, we'd never have seen this church. We'd never have had a Hiles Anderson College. If we'd have not denied ourselves. But by the way, denying self is not just for the preacher. And I have as much right to go somewhere else because somebody transfers me as you do. And if I walked up here this morning and I said, I've gotten a promotion, I've gotten a church that's offered me more money and more prestige than this one does, and I'm going to go because of my job and because of my money, you'd say, what kind of a preacher are you? I'd like to ask, what kind of a Christian are you? You have no right in this world to do what you want to do. Deny yourself if you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Will you bring the requisition to Jesus? Can I do this? And the will says, I'm sorry, it's not in the budget. 36 years ago this year, we had some real battles here. Folks across the country, we were pulled out of the American Baptist Convention and changed the church entirely. And so churches in Texas heard about it. Eight different churches in Texas contacted me. They said, we understand that you're having some problems up in Hammond. We'd like for you to come back to Texas. Eight different churches offered me their pulpits. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I took this little purchase order and I brought it to God. And I wrote on here, go back to Texas. That's what some of you folks are going to do. Go back where you want to go. Go back to Texas. And I presented that order, purchase order, to my will. And God said, tell yourself, deny it. Deny it. It's not in the budget. The budget is for you to stay in Hammond again and fight this battle out. And the budget calls for you to build a great soul-winning church here. And the budget calls for that auditorium over there that seats about 800 to be an auditorium that seats several thousand. And the budget calls for that attendance running about 700 to someday run in the tens of thousands. And the budget calls for that little offering running about $1,200 a week to someday run $60,000 and $70,000 a week plus all the other things. And the budget calls for Hammond Baptist High School. And the budget calls for Hammond Baptist Junior High School. And the budget calls for Hammond Baptist Grade School. And the budget calls for City Baptist High School and Junior High and Grade School. And the budget calls for Howells Anderson College. And my will said to myself, I'm sorry, you can't go back to Texas. It's not in the budget. Thirty-five years ago, and those people, 406 of them left and started the church. I got the purchase order out. Myself wrote to my will a purchase order. Get mad, no, better still, hate people who left. You said, Brother Howells, are you ever tempted to do that? No, I practice sometimes. Hate people who left. Now, I brought this to myself and said, can I hate the people that left? And my will said, denied. Requisition denied. It's not in the budget to hate anybody. The budget says love your enemies. The budget says pray for those that spitefully use you. It's not in the budget. Ladies and gentlemen, America's full of people today that are just Christians, saved with the skin of their teeth. As Paul said to the Corinthian church, saved so as by fire. Why doesn't somebody want to follow Jesus? All you want is comfort. Nice place to live. Enough money to spend on yourself. Choose where you live. And comfort. Now, I'm not against comfort if it's in the will of God. But I'll tell you, brother, I'm against making any decision for comfort's sake. Deny yourself. Well, a man tried to destroy me. I mean, years ago, he tried to destroy me. I found out proof that that man had done something terrible that could have destroyed him. And he tried to destroy me and failed, but I could have destroyed him. So I made out this little purchase order. Can I destroy him who tried to destroy me? And I brought it to my will. And my will said, requisition denied. It's not in the budget to fight back. It's not in the budget to try to hurt somebody because they hurt you. It's in the budget to love your enemies, pray for those that despitefully use you, do good to those that curse you, bless those that curse you, do good to those that do you ill. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, in case anybody here would like to be a follower of Jesus, you're going to have to get the place where your will says to yourself, request denied. Requisition. Hi, and brother, I could write this one today. I am tired of the battle. I am an old man. Shut up. Can I
retire, and or at least can I quit fighting the battle? Here it is. I'd like to requisition, please, that somebody else take up this battle for the Bible, everything else. I'd like to requisition that I'm old enough to quit. And by the way, I'll promise you that 99% of all the preachers in America get out of the battle before they're 69 years of age and retire and don't pastor anymore and get out of the battle. And I'd like to get it sometimes. I'd like to do it and say, no, I'm too old to take the battle. Let somebody else do it. Can I get out of the battle? And my will writes back and says, denied. You've got to stay in the battle. It's not in the budget for you to get out of the battle. It's in the budget for you to fight for this book till you die. It's in the budget. He said, well, I sure like that, Brother Hiles. I think you ought to stay in the budget. So should you. So should you. We have as much a division between the pew and the pulpit as the Catholics do. We have as much a separation between the laity and the clergy as the Catholics do. I want you to know there's nothing in this Bible that God commands me to do that God doesn't command you to do. I'm not commanded to be His follower and you commanded to be His adherent. Purchase order. I want to be loved by everybody. I bring this to my will, and my will says denied. If you would follow, be a follower, before He says take up your cross, He says deny yourself. He said when yourself makes a requisition, deny it. I say, well, can't I quit traveling? I've been traveling for 40 years every week. I'm tired of motels. I'm tired of airplanes. I'm tired of restaurants. I'm tired of cheese quarter pounders. I'm tired of airports. I'm tired of it. Every time I see an airplane flying over, I think it's going to swoop down and get me and fly off, take me off somewhere. I'm tired of it. Dear God, can I quit traveling? That's my requisition. And it comes to my will, and my will says to myself, request denied. You're not supposed to do what you want to do. But wait a minute now. Could I just play golf once a week? When I came here, I did. Before I came here, I played every Monday morning, 5 o'clock. Myself says, I'd like to play golf. Comes back, requisition denied. You can't travel on, leave on Monday, come back on Wednesday and play golf one day a week and pastor the First Baptist Church of Hammond. You've got to give that church 70 or 80 hours a week besides traveling, or even while you're traveling, you can't do it. Request denied. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, the secret to being a follower, not a Christian. You become a Christian by faith in Christ. You can sit there on your blessed assurance and never do one thing and not deny yourself of one thing and not take up your cross and not follow Him and die and go to heaven. But brother, I'd hate to see Him when I get to heaven not having been a follower. But you put the requisition, can I win folks to Christ? Granted, it's in the budget. Can I help others? Approved in the budget. Can I build a bus route? Approved in the budget. Can I feed the hungry? Approved. It's in the budget. Can I clothe the naked and the cold? Approved. It's in the budget. Can I visit the shut-ins and the rest homes? Approved. It's in the budget. Why? Because self doesn't want to do that. Self didn't want to get out yesterday when it was below zero and work on a bus route. That request didn't come from self. That purchase order came from God. Self doesn't want. Self would rather go out to the amusement park and ride up and down, around and around in the loop-de-loops than to go visit the shut-ins. Self would rather go to Disney World than or Disneyland than to go to soul winning or build a bus route. God said, when you get a requisition from yourself, deny it. You won't be my follower. Now, of course, all you want is come to church, fill up a little pew. Play space in the pew. Just so, well, can I go to hell if I don't do all? No, you don't go to hell at all. I like what old Billy Sunday used to say. He said, do you think it's wrong to smoke? You think you fella go to heaven and smoke cigarettes? Yeah, I said, you can. You have to go to hell to spit.
I tell you, and you smell like you've been to hell if you smoke cigarettes. Now, you listen to me carefully. It's time the people of God decided to be more than just saved. Jesus said, I want you to be my followers. He said, if you are, deny yourself. Now, let me quickly go to the next word. Matthew 8:34. It's the same statement, deny yourself. But the statement is a strong word. And the word, it means to disown yourself. Let me see if I can illustrate. Brother Jorgensen, here's the purchase order. What do I do with it? Okay, here's the purchase order right here. Okay. Yourself and I'm my will. You come to me. Let's see. Myself wants to go to a beer party. Denied. So self comes back again. I like to tell Dr. Evans what I think about him. Denied. Self keeps wants to come back in, doesn't it? Sure he does. It comes back again. I want to move back to Chattanooga, where it's warmer. Denied. So he comes again. Now that's the word in Luke 9:23. Every time self comes, deny it. Every time he comes, deny it. When he comes, deny it. Then if you keep on doing that, you'll get in a habit where you'll pay no attention to him. And the word in Mark 8:34 means that. Don't even recognize his presence. Disown him. Let me show you. Here's Luke 9:23. Denied. Here's Luke 9:23. Denied. Here's Luke 9:23. Denied. Here's Luke 9:23. Denied. And the day comes you deny so often. Come and go back, come and go back. How you doing, Brother Ray?
Good.
Brother Ephraim, how you doing? Have you dug up any business lately? That's what Mark 8:34 means. The day will come, ladies and gentlemen, you deny yourself's requisitions, you will absolutely forsake yourself, disown yourself, and pay no attention to yourself. For example, I get a letter. It's an ugly one. A church member. Of course, it's been many decades since it happened. I'll read it. Pay no attention to it. They write again. I'll read it. Pay no attention to it. They keep on writing, I keep on reading, I keep on paying no attention to it. So finally, I've got a few people in this church, I won't read their mail. They stick that letter under my door, and I tear it up and flush it down the commode. I never read it. I mean, some of you are sitting right here, I don't read your mail. You say, is it me? If you got that look on your face, it probably is. Now I read it till I got disgusted with it, and I won't read your mail. Won't read it. That's what the Lord has taught. That's the whole truth of these two denials here. In Luke 9:23, turn him down. And turn him down again. And turn him down again. And turn it. Now, I'm going to take about quickly. Come up here and hand it and go back. Denied. 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 After a while, self will go sit down there. No need to go. He ain't going to do it anyhow. And that's the way these people are with letters. I won't read. They quit writing. And that's what God says. In case you want to be a follower of Jesus, step number one, deny yourself. Would you bow your heads, please?